Shalom Aleichem. I just wanted to share with you some thoughts on the Haftorah for this week's parasha, for Parashas Yisro. As we know, the central theme of Parashas Yisro, the highlight of the parasha, is of course Matan Torah, and the Haftorah, which is taken from Yeshaya Perek Vav, which according to Rashi, according to many Mefarshim, is actually the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, actually represents Yeshayahu's inauguration as a Navi. So the Haftorah from Yeshaya represents his Ma'aseh Merkava, his vision of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what are the connections between Maamad Har Sinai and what Yeshaya sees? So I'd like to suggest a few connections. One is that the pasuk begins that Vo'eres Hashem Yosheva Kisiram Benisa, Yeshaya sees the Ribbono Shel Olam sitting on the Kisei HaKavod, V'shulav Mayim HaHechol. And the Ribbono Shel Olam's robes, as it were, fill the Hechol, fill the Beis HaMikdash. The idea is that Yeshayahu HaNavi is having this vision in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this, of course, connects to Parashas Yisro, in that Parashas Yisro, as Maamad Har Sinai, is actually the source of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban and others understand that the Mishkan, and by extension the Mikdash, is a continuation of the Hashras HaShchina that was felt at Maamad Har Sinai. So the lesson, that the first lesson from this Haftorah, is that we are connecting, we are creating a new Maamad Har Sinai whenever we have a Mikdash, whenever we go into the Beis HaMikdash, etc. That's an extension of Maamad Har Sinai. Another point that I think is made is the fact that Maamad Har Sinai represents a transformation, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of his inauguration as a Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kfad Peh. Aharon Lechicha Yeh Neviyecha. Right, Aharon is the spokesman. Moshe Rabbeinu is unable to speak. Yet the same Moshe Rabbeinu who's unable to speak, once the Torah is given, Moshe Rabbeinu is loquacious beyond belief. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a drasha that's quite long. Your rabbi would not give such a long drasha. The drasha called Chumash Devarim. Apparently what happened is, and I believe the Maharal explains, that after Maamad Har Sinai, so Moshe Rabbeinu was transformed. Just like Maamad Har Sinai was Merape, all the Sumim, all the blind people were healed, all the deaf people were healed, so also Moshe Rabbeinu's Kfad Peh went away at Maamad Har Sinai. The same idea seems to come across Bezeer Anpin to a limited extent with Yeshaya Hanavi. Va'omar oy li ki nidmesi ki ish tmeisvasayim anochi. Yeshayahu Hanavi says that I've been silenced, I'm silent, my lips are tame, I'm unable to speak. And of course, the image that happens in the next pasuk is that one of the angels, one of the seraphim, comes. He's holding a hot coal, and vayaga alpi, and that hot coal touches the lips of Yeshayahu HaNavi, and suddenly his averes go away, and suddenly hineni shlacheni, I'm being sent to speak to Klal Yisrael. Meaning Yeshayahu HaNavi, who is unable to speak initially, there is this vision that a coal, which ordinarily would make a person less able to speak, less able to communicate. Now the coal touches his mouth, and now Ayadeh the fire, so Yeshayahu HaNavi is able to speak. Similarly, Ayadeh the fire of Maamad Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu attains the element of speech. There's another episode, or another connection, I think, between the Nevuah in Perek Vav of Yeshaya and Maamad Har Sinai. And that, of course, reflects the constant tension that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam transcendent? Is it beyond all? Or is the Ribbono Shel Olam immanent? Is Ribbono Shel Olam found within all? This is a tension that exists in the Kabbalah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is soviv ko almin versus Ribbono Shel Olam who's mamale ko almin, transcendent versus immanent. This is a genuine tension that we always have. It's worth noting that this is part of the Har Sinai experience. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's this transcendent figure, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes down to man, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Torah. So it's an idea of going from the transcendent to the immanent, of connecting to Klal Yisrael. And that's part of the Maamar Har Sinai episode. And of course, the central pasuk in the vision of Yeshayahu HaNavi, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Malach HaLa'aretz Kevodo, Kadosh, 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 refers to Kedusha. Kedusha, we're told, means that we are supposed to be Mufrash Umuvdal. We are supposed to be separated, like Rashi has at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Kadosh, 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 Ribbono Shel Olam is separated beyond separated. Ribbono Shel Olam is completely transcendent, totally different, otherworldly. That's the beginning of the pasuk. But the end of the pasuk is Malach HaLa'aretz Kevodo, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. And wherever we look, we can find the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this tension between the transcendence and the immanence is also something that emerges from the Haftorah of Parshas Yisro, the same as it emerges from the episode of Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro. Have a great Shabbos. Kol Tov.